A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on May 20, 1990, in the series On Being an Easter People, entitled One Body of Christ, Diversity of Gifts. The scripture reading is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 13. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
One of the great crises of our day is the crisis of race. Racism seems to be addressed in our country. In the 60s, there was a great movement and crusade. There seemed to be some progress. And then it seems as though that ugly racism raises its head once again, breaking out here or there. One of the great crises of the world are the divisions, the divisiveness that exists between peoples, Arab and Israeli, Palestinian, Irish Protestant, Irish Catholic, black and white. Go around the globe, South Africa, as another example. Over and over again, people of race or of color or of ethnic background pitted against one another. The Soviet Union is manifesting itself in our day as hardly a unity. It was a coerced union, but no genuine unity exists. So it's one of the great problems that we face as a world community, the divisiveness, that which divides people, that which pits one group over against another. In New York City, there's a crisis presently, and that needs to be a focus of our prayer. Being there a couple of weeks ago, walking the streets with Nancy, we remarked to each other about the surging masses of people. And in any given block, one sees everything. The camera, the television camera on the evening news the other day caught such a mass moving down the sidewalk. And having just been there, I was struck with the fact that even within the focus of one camera, there was the polyglot of nations and colors, races and peoples. That can be a very threatening situation. The world has been bloodied with the threat that people have felt over against those who were different. Different for whatever reason or in whatever way. Paul had to deal with the problem in Corinth. There it was the variety of spiritual gifts that were manifested. Apparently, the Corinthian congregation was an exceptionally gifted group of people. And there was a manifestation of all kinds of spiritual gifts in that young congregation. But rather than rejoicing in the richness of that diversity, there was the choosing up of sides, the gathering together of little groups who had the same gift, and the exercise of pride that divided one group from another. And so as Paul is writing to this diverse and richly endowed congregation, he deals with one problem after another, and finally in chapters 12, 13, and 14 of his first letter, he deals with this matter of spiritual gifts. And he says to them, all of these gifts are from the one Spirit of God. God, the Holy Spirit, is the author of all of these gifts. And you are a body. And just as a body needs various organs and limbs in order to experience wholeness, so the church is the body of Christ. And it needs this rich diversity of spiritual gifts in order for the church to be whole. Not all have this gift, not all have that gift, not all have a third gift, but all together, using the gifts that come from the one Spirit for the upbuilding of the whole community, the body will prosper and flourish. And so he says, you are the body of Christ. The gift that you have individually is a gift that comes from the Spirit of God. The gift that you have individually is not a cause for pride, but to be exercised with humility on behalf of the whole. So the whole body will grow together with this richness of diversity. Back in 1971, most of what is on the back of your bulletin was written, with a minor editing once in between time. But as that statement of our identity concludes, it says, in that spirit we are moving toward the realizing of the dream, drawn by the vision. A community of Christ people, diverse in background, representing many traditions, diverse in interests, and seeking to express our Christian commitment in a variety of ways. We are one in finding in Jesus Christ the hope of the world, the Savior and Lord. Back in 71, we set ourselves intentionally to affirm diversity. The Institute of Church Growth in Pasadena, California, that studies sociologically how it is best to start a church and be successful, came out some years ago with a set of principles. The sixth principle was, if you want to start a church and be successful, aim at a target group that is homogeneous. Go into a section of the city where they're all blue-collar workers and start a church there. Go into a suburban community where they're all upper middle class. Start a church there. Where there's homogeneity, you will be successful. Well, since when do sociological principles dictate how the church should be? That is true in terms of being successful. It is also a betrayal of the gospel and a denial of what we are. Inevitably, a community of people will begin to reflect each other somewhat. Therefore, at Christ Community, we will intentionally be as inclusive as we can in order that there may be a broad spectrum of persons, in order that there may be a broad manifestation of spiritual gifts, in order that there might be a richness in the depth and the diversity of this community. It doesn't happen automatically, but let us reaffirm our commitment to be intentionally diverse, finding our unity in Jesus Christ our Lord. These beautiful young people, let me say to you, God does not want you to be clones. Clones of Bob Kleinhexel. Clones of, God forbid, Pete Tooney. God has made you unique, wonderful, full of potential. You are one because you belong to Jesus Christ. But then dare to be who you are, freed by the grace of God to realize the potential of your own unique person. And then as we come together in this body, we'll have the richness of diversity that will enable us to know the full extent of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the richness of life together. Let us, dear people, commit ourselves not to be threatened by the person who is different, but to see in the person who is different that which can enrich us and enable us more fully to live in the grace of God our Father through Jesus Christ, God's Son, in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let us commit ourselves anew to the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in order that we might be inclusively the body of Christ.